Well, this is now the debate. We do have two guests. Hopefully, maybe we'll be familiar to our listeners. Guest number one, would you please introduce yourself?
Max Thornfield, futuristic sci-fi superhero extraordinaire.
Welcome, Mr. Thornfield. I think I've heard a lot about you personally.
Oh, yeah, my exploits are pretty well known, comic books and all.
Yeah. And, of course, debater number two.
Macy Hayes.
And you are?
Lesbian detective and former CIA agent, even more extraordinaire.
More extraordinary than a science hero who saved the world hundreds of times.
Well, I'm more extraordinary at being a lesbian detective and a former CIA agent.
Are you supposed to reveal that you were a CIA agent? We're on the radio, you know that, right?
Well, those who are tuning in probably already know, so...
All right. Well, I'm sure that the listeners at home already know that Ms. Hayes here believes this tract is 100% true, and Mr. Thornfield believes that this tract is false. Mr. Thornfield, why don't you tell us... Should I call you Mr. Thornfield or Max?
Either one works, citizen.
Citizen? You can call me Frank.
Yes, citizen.
No, Frank.
Yes.
All right. Tell us about why this tract is false.
Well, essentially, this tract is completely false, because it's not really by God's good graces that this dog was saved. It was just basically by the dog catcher's good graces. Anyone can see that, even me. Well, especially me, actually.
You can see it more than anybody else can?
Of course.
Oh. And why is that?
Well, old historical textbooks from my time period say this is clearly true.
Okay, okay. Anything else you want to say before? I see you brought these, incredible devices with you. Are they to help you with your debate?
Actually, that's just what I, brush my teeth with.
Oh.
Dental hygiene has gone quite a way in the past few centuries.
Okay, all right.
Millennia.
Ms. Hayes, what do you say to this?
Well, Frank, I have to say I am a believer. When you live in a place like Parlor Town, sometimes the only thing that keeps you going is your belief and utter hope in God.
Really?
Really.
Well, aren't you breaking a pretty big one?
Actually, it's quite funny, because they outlawed religion in Parlor Town in the future.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. But aren't you breaking...
I'm sorry to hear that.
Aren't you breaking kind of a large one with your lifestyle?
Well, you know, you have to tailor your religion to your lifestyle sometimes. I really don't believe in a God who would condemn me for loving.
All right, so you're trying to say that it is by the grace of God that this dog was saved.
It is indeed.
But why would the dog care? Why would the God care about the dog when the dog doesn't have a soul at all?
Well, I do believe that the dog has a soul, but regardless of soul, God loves all of his creatures.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. Well, we do have an expert online who I think does want to say something about this debate, and hopefully we'll heat it up a little.
Well, I am, in fact, the veterinarian from this tract, and...
Hello.
I have to tell you, there is no miracle involved in this bloody tract. Here's what happened. I came to work absolutely delighted at the possibility of euthanizing some filthy animals. That's why I'm a veterinarian in the first place, to assert man's dominance over the animals.
Wait a second.
But I also love money, and they paid me.
Wait, you said euthanize? As in make younger? They should do that to more animals!
Clearly, Frank, this man is completely stupid.
The vet? He's got a degree of some sort.
No, this so-called superhero.
Euthanization! Everyone should go through euthanization!
Well, I do think it would be nice to be younger, however.
Yes, I think it would be wonderful to be younger. I think we should start a campaign. Mandatory euthanization for all!
Is that what they did to your president?
No, well, he is quite young, all right, so he doesn't need to be euthanized any further.
I stand in front of you now, wearing my coat, made from the pelts of animals that I have put to death.
Personally?
Well, of course, otherwise there'd be no meaning behind it.
Wait a second. You put the animals to death? What kind of man are you? Well,
that's what euthanize means. It's so, not with a Y-O-U-T-H, it's with a... EU.
Correct.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Clearly, everyone knows that that's the opposite of euthanization, because the young people are full of life, whereas the old people are about to die and are kind of old and smelly.
Full of death.
Yes, full of death, in other words. Therefore, euthanization must be the exact opposite of death, because you're going away from death.
Now...
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Of the good doctor?
Yes.
Do you use all of your animal carcasses, pelts, to make your clothes?
Well, no. Some of them I give away as gifts to people I don't like very much.
Do you end up sending them as gifts to anyone?
I hope you stay on my good side, or else you'll get a bit of a pet.
Doctor, I may have to talk to you after the show, if that's all right.
Well, yes, and incidentally, sometimes I use needles, sometimes I use a vice, sometimes I just put, you know, heavy objects on them until they smother.
Well, this
I'm more interested in the cardboard boxes.
Hold on, you're killing in the tract when you kill the three dogs. I was assuming that you were putting them, like, an injection of some sort. You're saying you killed them violently?
Well, it's... I'm not always present. Sometimes the dog catcher kills them violently.
Really?
This is actually legal where I'm from, so don't worry.
I do believe we actually have a caller on the other line who is recently been named one of the spokespeople for PETA. She seems to care a lot about nature and nature-type things.
Indeed I do. I am terribly outraged by such behavior.
I'm sorry, who are you?
My name is Peas Blossom. Oh, I find it completely unnecessary for you, a mere human immortal, to exercise your dominance over animal. Like, theoretically, is there no reason why I should not enslave your race?
Peas Blossom? I get your comics right alongside mine. Well, I always buy mine just to look at my pretty face, but still, that's beside the point.
I'm so much prettier than you.
Really?
Oh, come please. Can't we take a toll?
Have you ever seen my face? I'm pretty damn pretty.
Can't we please just make him leave and talk about the animals?
No, I am up for euthanizing more animals. I think they deserve to be euthanized.
You don't even know what that means, sir.
Are you actually the leader of... I mean, in the comics, you're the leader of the flashback, but I'm sort of doubting that you actually lead the group at this point.
I lead the group.
Are you... would you say that you were the brains behind the flashback?
Well, ever since Jimmy became president, I've become the brains behind the flashback.
Interesting.
Granted, the whole series ended soon after that.
What race is this caller? I, you know, whether or not she's qualified to enslave humanity.
I, sir, am a fairy.
Oh, do you come to the meetings?
Let's talk about this later.
Actually, I would like to talk to you later, because I really appreciate your good doing, and our secretarial position just opened, so.
Ah, oh, delightful. Thank you, miss.
I think she probably already has a job at this point.
Oh, it's true, but,
Wait.
Miss Hayes is, rather pleasant.
Hey, what a coincidence. I'm part fairy, too.
You know, I always had my suspicions, actually.
What's that supposed to mean?
Half-breed.
You remind me of my last secretary.
That's racism right there. You should be euthanized so you can go back to a part in your life where you weren't so racist.
Well, I think as a fairy, if one was youthanized, she wouldn't really look any different, because what would it take off, like 20 years? I mean, that wouldn't be that big of a deal.
This entire line is completely... ridiculous. You can't make somebody younger.
Well, what if you had a euthanizer?
It would kill you.
You know, I am from
only
the
if
future.
You went back too far.
No, it's not a euthanizer.
Hey, we got plenty of time-traveling devices in the future. It's only a matter of time until we develop euthanizing technology to the point which is most efficient.
Are you even really from the future?
Of course I'm from the future. I'm Max Thornfield.
That doesn't mean a lot to me.
You've never heard of him?
I've heard of the comics, but anybody can write a comic.
All right, well,
And they're calling me not bright.
All right, well, let's, unfortunately, thank you for calling in, Miss Peas Blossom.
Anytime, Frank. Bye, Maisie.
And thank you for calling in, Mr. Veterinarian. Did you want to say anything else before you?
Oh, nothing, except from the fact that, unfortunately, I have to get back to work healing animals now, but,
Oh, I'm sorry.
Necessary evils must be done sometimes.
I'll see you at your offices, sir.
Keep doing that work, Mr. Veterinarian. Make those animals younger.
Okay, so now we do have to go, unfortunately, to the closing arguments. Mr. Thornfield, Max, if you will, please, give us, bring it all home, tell us why it's wrong.
All right, clearly, my opponents here are wrong on so many different issues, it's not even funny. First up, I'm being beset by a racist who's into, like, pure breeds, apparently, and saying how it's so terrible that I'm a half-breed fairy. And secondly, I'm being told that it's not proper to make people, animals, whatever you like to, whatever's your brand of vodka, younger.
Well, I gotta say, in regards to the half-breed fairy thing, I think some people just believe that it just means you haven't made up your mind yet fully one way or the other.
What's that supposed to mean? You're born half-fairy. It's in your genetics.
I'm not so sure.
Oh, you think it's an issue of choice, then?
I never said it was choice. I'm just saying it's hard to be halfway in between.
Look, some people think that being a fairy is genetic, and some people think it's a choice. It's just a matter of opinion.
I honestly believe it's genetics.
And we agree on that. I'm saying being a half fairy is kind of unusual, and I don't know if that's genetic.
How can it not be genetic? My dad was a fairy.
It's a little bit of confusion.
All right, and your closing arguments.
There's no confusion about it.
Miss Hayes.
Look, all I'm saying is that God does, in fact, exist, and you could even say that Stella and I are something of a savior to Parlortown. We help cleanse...
Did you just imply that you are the new Jesus?
I didn't say that. I just said that we do...
The new lesbian couple Jesus.
Well, if you want to be so flattering, sure. In any case, we do help people to recognize their sins and hopefully get them on a path to where they may
get shot in the head.
Cleanse themselves of those sins.
By getting shot in the head.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I believe you're a convicted killer.
Sometimes things have to happen, and I recognized my sin, and I did pay for it.
I mean, technically, don't get me wrong, Mr. Thornfield here did shoot someone in the head as well. But she was convicted of treason. Well, convicted is a strong word. She was committing treason at the time.
Well, yeah, she was about to destroy the Earth.
So there you are.
And he was about to destroy me.
All right.
Besides, shooting people in the head's fun.
All right, well, okay.
In either case, I have prayed to Jesus, and I do every night, and I do try to absolve myself of the sins that I have had to commit in the course of my work, and I do believe that I will be saved, and I will go to heaven.
Okay. Now, I have a few final thoughts. Now...
You're finaling your final... Oh, okay.
Exactly. Now, I believe... that this is going to be a very difficult debate to win. But if we put our heads together, if we work our absolute hardest, I think we can come out on top. Flashback!
Who are you talking to?
Frank, I think
never mind.
I think this man has done a few things he shouldn't have.
Okay, well, these are all interesting arguments, and I'm thrilled to have such famous celebrities here, but I do know that Miss Hayes is absolutely correct.
Howling half-breeds! This was rigged!
It wasn't actually rigged, unless you want to say that God rigged it by, you know, making the coin come down the right way, quote-unquote.
I'm a man of science and magic. I do not believe in this thing you call God.
You believe in many gods, don't you?
Well, yeah.
But that's a different matter.
Right.
Congratulations, Miss Hayes.
Thank you.
Are you going to celebrate?
Oh, I'm going to celebrate, all right.
Excellent, excellent.
I knew I should have taken Jimmy with me to this. He's so much better at this debate stuff than I am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, my cell phone's going off.
Oh, so you have to go?
Yes, right, I'm afraid I do.
Well, have a good day, and hope everybody has a great day. This is Tractor Fiction, and hopefully you learned about dogs and gods and what the difference is between the two. This is Frank Allen.
And euthanasia.
And euthanasia.
And fairies.
And fairies.
And half fairies. Do not forget the half fairies.
They're just confused.
Good night, folks.